Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Kohen v'Levi shekiblu sodom Yisrael. So if you have a Kohen or a Levi that became a sharecropper with a Jew to share the profits and give a portion to the Jew, to the Yisrael, whose field it was, k'shem shecholkin b'chulin, kach cholkin b'truma. So the Tanakhama holds that it's treated as any other field, that the same way that we divide it by chulin, so too we divide it by truma. In other words, let's say they were going to give the owner, for example, the third of the field's produce, what produced. So they would give it to the owner. And just like in chulin, the owner would then have to take off trumas and maisis. We were mekel, remember in the previous Mishnah. So the owner also can give trumas and maisis to whoever he wants. He does not have to give it to the Kohen or the Levi. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, af ha-maisis shelahen. Shalmanas kein bo. Rebbe Eliezer says that even maisis, by the way, can mean truma. We said this a few times. Maisis can also be referring to truma as well. So even truma or maiser are the sharecroppers. In other words, when the Baal Bais gets his portion, he has to, I don't know if he does it afterwards or the Levi or the Kohen who is the sharecropper can just keep it and just not even give it to the guy. But Mikol Makum, they are the ones, these sharecroppers are the ones that are going to now take trumas and maisers from the portion that the Baal Bais is taking. In other words, so if it's a third of the produce, the Baal Bais now, from that third of the produce, has to give trumas and maisers to these sharecroppers who are Kohanim or Levim that are working the land. Why? Shal manas kein bo, because only on condition. In other words, a Kohen, let's say, for example, a Kohen, so he wants to make sure he gets truma, so people can choose which Kohen they want to give truma to. So here, he knows that if he works this guy's land, he's going to not only get what he deserves from the work, so he's going to get two-thirds of the produce and give a third over to the owner. Also, he's going to get his truma as well. And the same thing with the Levi, because that's why they started working these lands. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rebbe Eliezer. The halacha is like the Chachamim, that even though that it was on condition, they could have made this arrangement. The Yushalmi says, B'mek konu. L'maisa, how did the Kohanim and the Levim, how are they kona this future truma and maisra? The Mepharshim explained, it's a davar shaloi bala oilam. You can't be koina truma meiser, so it was never theirs to begin with. So how can you tell the Baal Bais, who owned it from the beginning, how can you tell him who to give truma and meiser to? The Mishnah Rishon is bothered by this, because the whole thing is a davar shaloi bala oilam. All the grain itself didn't come out of the ground yet, and still you're allowed to make contracts like this. And the Mishnah Rishon brings other rise that by a shtar, a person can be... He can write on a shtar that fruits of karka, whether it's a shtar chazaka, you can definitely be kohen. And he brings other rais for this. So the Mishnah Shonah seems to say over here that of course you can be the chum. Everybody would agree that you could make kinyanim on davar shaloi bala oilam on field, but you cannot do it by maisras. You can't be makna over future maisras. And that's why we said b'mek konu. How can you make this happen? How can you force somebody to give chumas maisras? How can you make a kinyan on that?